Moncrief on News Talk.
There have been a lot of hiccups, but it seems as if sooner or later, maybe in Europe later, the era of the driverless car will arrive. In some US cities, driverless taxis are already operating, but would you trust one? Ciara O'Brien from the Irish Times took our life in her hands and went for a spin. Afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon.
What do they look like? Do they look like just a normal car?
Well, they're a normal car with a load of sensors on the top. And it was a weird situation because I'd never seen one of these before and the people I was with had never seen one of them before. And one of the group turned around and said, well, how will we know which car is ours? And I was like, well, it'll be the one without anybody behind the wheel. And then he turned to a car and went, oh, this one doesn't have anybody behind the wheel, but it was a parked car. So it was kind of one of those moments where it was like, that you realise that car is parked, not actually driving. And then it came around the corner and the difference was very obvious because they are decked out in sensors. They have, you know, we talk about the Tesla robo-taxis and Tesla full self-driving and all that stuff, and you can't tell the difference really by looking at it, that it's not a car that should have somebody behind the wheel. But when you look at one of these cars, it's obvious what it is, because they're just like, say, the standard Jaguar I-Pace, the electric car that you will see normal people driving around in, but it has a whole load of sensors on it. It has LiDAR, it has cameras. It is basically, it looks almost like one of the, you know, the Google Street View cars that we're driving around with the big long things. So there's not quite as obvious as that, but you know, it's definitely different. And then it has like a little kind of thing on the top where it'll have a code, so you will know that this is your car, because now they are rolled out in a few cities in the US. There's a lot more of them. So, you know, it could be that there's two in a row. You don't know which one is yours. So you get a little, you can put a little icon on it. And they obviously heavily police that one because they don't want people putting offensive things on their Waymo cars. So, you know, it was actually, I was quite nervous about the whole thing to start with, because I love technology, but I'm also very aware of the drawbacks of technology and therefore very distrustful when it comes to certain things, like, as you said, taking my life in my hands.
Yes.
So, I mean, look, my own car, I drive an electric car that has a lot of driver assistance features. This is, you know, this is, you're literally getting into a car that has nobody sitting in the front seat, that has something called Waymo Driver, which is the technology, the automation technology that it's trained over millions of miles. But you are effectively trusting your life to something you can't see. And that's quite difficult. Now, having done it once, I would absolutely get back one, because to be honest, it was the safest I've ever felt in a taxi in San Francisco.
Okay, it was, fair enough. When you get inside, is there a steering wheel in the car?
There is a steering wheel in the car, yes, but it's got a load of kind of, it's got technology on top of it as well, if you know what I mean. So you don't sit in the, you're not allowed to sit in the front, the driver's seat, but you can sit in the seat beside the driver, which is a weird experience. But yeah, it's just the whole thing is very odd until you do it once. Then you think, oh, hold on a second. Yeah, this is probably safer than a human driver, because it doesn't get tired. It doesn't take stupid risks. It sticks to the speed limits. It sees all the warning signs on the road. It'll stop if somebody runs out in front of you. I think you're actually, there was some statistics done on the amount of accidents that Waymo cars have been involved in. And in the vast majority of them, it's been somebody else has hit a Waymo rather than a Waymo has hit somebody. And there was, I think, one instant where there was a fatality, and it was actually because it was a pileup where somebody stopped and went into the back of a Waymo car, and then that caused a kind of a chain reaction, and there was I think somebody died in that particular instant, but it wasn't the actual Waymo that was at fault. So a lot of the time, again, it comes back to human error, and that was actually something we had with that, because we couldn't get the car to finish the drive, and then it turned out the reason why was because you actually have to close the doors when you get out, so it stops people from just jumping in and then, you know, going off somewhere on your account. So it was all quite trouble-free. You know, as I said, human error was the main issue there. You know, you have to have your seatbelts on. You have to close the doors properly. And when you finish, you have to get out and close the door so the car can reset itself and go off and find its next ride. Because these things are like Uber. They're in, I think it's in Austin, they're actually hailed through Uber. In some of the other cities they're operating in, they have their own app, Waymo One, it's called. But you know, it's all very seamless. It's like ordering a taxi. You just go into the app, say you want, tell it where you want to go, tell it where you are, it'll arrive. If you're the kind of person who likes your taxi rides silent, perfect for you because there's nobody to talk to.
Oh, and so it doesn't say anything when you get in. Doesn't say hello, Kira. No. Everything's running smoothly in that creepy
voice.
There's
no weird robotic. There's no weird robotic voices. At least there wasn't when I used it. So unless they've changed something recently, there was no robotic voices. So it's all done through an app. Everything is paid through an app. So fairly similar to what you would have now with a taxi app or with Uber or Lyft in the US.
Yeah. So say in San Francisco and the other cities where they're operating, the competition between that and human driven taxis is, are they competing or are they kind of still a novel minority?
They're not quite as, I suppose, they're not quite as widespread as humans in taxis. And you do pay a little bit more, I'm told, because I have absolutely nothing to compare it to when it comes to taxis in the US. You know, taxis in the US and taxis in Ireland, completely different thing. But, people are I suppose, they're willing to take the risk on it and willing to pay a little bit more for it. But also, because they're not as common, you're not always guaranteed to get a Waymo when you want it. Whereas I suppose you could stick your hand out and grab a taxi or, you know, call an Uber whenever you feel like it. But that's the way things have kind of gone, really, isn't it? That, you know, technology has taken over an awful lot of things. Now, I don't think it's going to take over anytime soon in Ireland for various reasons. So I think taxi drivers should just, you know, and people who are dependent on public transport will have to wait to see how this goes in the EU in particular.
Yeah. And but the regulations for the EU seem to be much stricter, so it will be a long wait. Would that be fair to say?
Well, in the US, they've been trialling these things for the last few years. So, and they are only available in certain areas or geofenced. So it's not like, you know, you can call a Waymo and go anywhere you like. It's in certain areas. Within the EU, part of the issue is, you know, the EU is not one homogenous lump. They've got, you know, there's different rules and regulations on insurance liability. There's different rules and regulations on, you know, kind of safety, road safety, all of that. So because there's so many different areas, you know, what applies in Ireland doesn't necessarily apply in Germany or France. That, you know, these things are going to take a bit more time. I think it will eventually come because, you know, as we've seen now, Tesla is firing ahead with full self-driving in the EU, but that still requires, before anybody gets confused, full self-driving on a Tesla still requires a human to be behind the wheel and be able to intervene, even, you know, where it is in operation in the US. So, you know, full self-driving in a Tesla is not exactly, you know, you can nap and then wake up at your destination, which sounds amazing, by the way. Probably still something that I wouldn't be massively keen on because I'm too much of a control freak when it comes to driving. But it took me ages to move over to an automatic. And the only reason I did was because I had no choice. I liked, you know, manual gears. So the idea of giving everything over to a technology system, you know, doesn't really appeal to me that much. But in terms of, you know, what is coming down the line, I think it is going to be kind of like a slow march towards more and more automation. And in some ways, that's a good thing because, you know, technology will remove a lot of human error. Because if you look at the accident statistics, even for the US, 94% are put down to human error. If you can take that out of the equation, that would drop road deaths significantly. It would drop accidents significantly. Insurance companies would be happy. People would be happy. Everybody would be happy. Possibly the only ones that wouldn't be overly happy would be the people who are required to fix the accidents that humans cause. But, they, you know, obviously, whether or not fatalities. But I think, you know, in general, it will be a good thing. We have seen all these driver assistants. I mean, I sometimes feel like I don't actually need to be behind the wheel of my car because there's so much of it is automated. You know, you have automated lane assist. You have cruise control where it keeps you a certain distance from the car in front and it slows down automatically when the car in front slows down. You know, you have automatic braking if somebody runs in front of your car, you know, which was a kind of a surprise discovery for me when I pulled into a petrol station one day and the car decided I was too close to something and stopped me dead. I thought I'd broken the car 5 minutes after getting into it. But, you know, all of these things are now available in cheaper and cheaper cars. And, you know, eventually it's just going to be the point where fully automated cars won't be that much of a big deal. It's just getting there. Yeah. And we do have to remember as well that European cities, they're not like US cities where they're built on grids and, you know, they're kind of man-made with a design in mind. A lot of European cities are small streets and not really built for automated cars. And that's another thing that they'll have to overcome before full self-driving and automated robo-taxis can fully take to our streets.
Yeah. And has Waymo kind of stolen a march a bit on Elon Musk? Because, he's always the one that says this is going to happen in the next 2 years and then it doesn't.
Oh, God, he's been saying automated driving will be happening for the last 10 years, I think. And we're still at the point where, you know, I think level three is kind of the highest that it goes. But and level two is the highest for Tesla. I think somebody may correct me on that one, but that was my understanding of it, that it was level two. I think, yes, to a certain extent, they have. I mean, his plan is to make it, I suppose, more cost effective, but we've heard that one before as well. The Cybertruck was not supposed to cost what it costs. It was supposed to be much cheaper. So I think we will wait and see whether or not he can actually deliver on what he promises. But he did have a bit of a thing on social media with Waymo's kind of chief executive. They were going back at each other, and he was basically saying, oh, it costs Waymo money to, you know, run a Waymo because the sensor suite that they have is so expensive. But it's kind of reassuringly obvious and reassuringly expensive from my point of view. Whereas I think Tesla is basing it's like, instead of using LiDAR and sensors like that, as Waymo does, it's going to be using cameras and AI. And I'm not entirely sure that I will have to wait and see how that works before I'd get behind the wheel of an fully automated Tesla.
Is there any chance of Elon Musk being actually ousted from Tesla? There's a lot of speculation about that.
There's a lot of speculation. And the board have come out and said, the chair of the board has come out and said that they're not looking at replacing him. But I think, you know, eventually you kind of have to look at things and say, well, is he good for the company? And I think we've seen that his influence on the company, while, you know, up until fairly recently, you know, he would have been considered the driving force behind Tesla. Now we are looking at the point where people are actively turning away from Tesla. There are protests. People are vandalizing Tesla cars, which, you know, whether you agree with or not, is actually happening. People are embarrassed in some cases by the fact that they now drive a Tesla and put stickers on it to say, I bought it before Elon turned, you know, whatever way you want it to call him. So, you know, and there is a thing, and particularly in Europe, the sales have dropped off a cliff. So, you know, unless he pulls something out of the bag, I mean, Tesla's not looking too great at the moment. This may well pass, so this is the thing, you know, people have short memories, but at the moment Tesla is a bit toxic for a lot of people, and particularly for the people who would have been its target market, you know, because I don't really see the Republicans in the US lining up to buy Teslas. You know, they like their trucks and they like their American made cars, and while Teslas are American made, they're also electric, and that is a big leap for a lot of people to make. You're more likely to persuade, you know, an eco-conscious Democrat, apparently, or so I'm told, to buy a Tesla, even if you can get Donald Trump to kind of hawk them on the White House lawn. But yeah, who knows where this is going to go.
Yeah, Ciara, thanks a million. That's Ciara O'Brien, their tech correspondent for the Irish Times. Someone says, I'd rather let a robot lawnmower shave off all my body hair than get a ride in a robot taxi. There's someone else says, I was in San Francisco in February and we took one of the Waymo driverless taxis. Felt very safe, brilliant experience. Would recommend it. Someone else says the seat belt and door thing is great, actually, as in the Waymo won't take off unless all those things are in place. And why can't you get them in Europe, they wonder? I don't know. And someone else says, I feel like I could never trust a driverless car. What if some diabolical James Bond-style supervillain decides to hack them all? One could argue that a James Bond-type supervillain is already manufacturing a lot of them.
Moncrief.
Weekdays at 2 p.m.
on News Talk.